Be welcome in the precious name of our Lord. Last night, there were 550 connected online, worldwide. They were listening. They were watching. And one brother phoned me and said, Brother Frank, he phoned from Port Elizabeth in South Africa. He said, Brother Frank, today we are putting up two computers that if one computer doesn't stand, then the second will continue. We have greetings from Finland, from our precious brother and sister Holviti. Greetings from Brother John from Bucharest. Greetings from Brother Joseph from Kinshasa, from Brother Nyagi from Kenya. Greetings from the couple Bope from Johannesburg. And then we have special greetings from our friends in New Zealand. And they were also connected last night. When it was evening here, there, it was already early in the morning, 5 o'clock, and they got up, they listened everything, they experienced everything with us, and they were rejoicing with all their hearts. We are really, really grateful with all our hearts that we have now the possibility so that all the world in the main languages can hear and can also see what God is doing, what He is doing in our time. Just one more remark. Here a sister wanted to sing a song. We just ask that all who would like to sing, also in this case, in the French language, that they sing in the half hour before the service starts. There is enough room for the choir. There's enough space of time before the time, before we start the preaching. Then we have also today the same visit, maybe even more than yesterday. And we would like that our sister from Sweden stands up. In the 70s, we greeted her. And now, again, God bless you, Sister Larsen, in a very special way. Then, I would like to know how many are here from the Czech Republic. Please stand up. How many are here from the Czech Republic? Yes. God bless you. God bless you in a mighty way. Then the question, how many are here from Poland? Who is here from Poland? God bless you. And there's one brother, he came for prayer. And after the Amen, he said the following words, I receive it. It overwhelmed me. I receive it. Thank you, brother. Then we have from Slovakia. Who is here from Slovakia? Do we have some here? Please stand up. There must be more. Was that translated? Where are? Pardon? Ah, all right, thank you very much. Who is here from Romania? Look at that. God bless you. 1,600 kilometers they were driving. God bless you. Who is here from Austria? Please stand up. God bless you. Who is here from Switzerland? God bless you. Amen. Who is here from France? Yes. From France and from Africa. God bless you. Who is here from the Netherlands, from Belgium? Yes. God bless you. God bless you. Then Moldavia, we had already our brother from Moldavia. God bless him. And our dearly beloved friends from Chile, please stand up. God bless you. Very nice. The Lord God be with you. Yes. Whom did we forget? Just be welcome. And you know very well, you can know, you know what I'm thinking of now. Just remember the time after the Second World War. Remember the dividing in East and West. Remember the dividing of Berlin, dividing of Germany. Think of the dividing of Europe. And who would ever have thought of that it would become like this now, as it is today? And then, please, think on the wonderful experience which God has given to me by His grace. When the Berlin Wall falls down, and when the country is united, then the Lord God will call His bride from the Eastern European countries. Brothers and sisters, God accompanied us on this way from the very beginning. Step by step, He gave instructions by His grace. Last night, we briefly referred to what has taken place in the course of the first 6 months of this year. How many of catastrophes happened? How much perplexity is here, up to the states, to the governments. And then we find out that we are in the midst of the fulfillment of Bible prophecy, and that the Lord is calling out His people from all peoples, tongues, and nations. Who would have thought 20 years ago that we would have the possibility here to translate into 12 different languages? That if you take German to it, it's 13. The whole world can be acquainted with the last message, with the last call can be reached, and that the people in all the world can hearken to what God promised and has to say to His church, to His people. Before we go into more of these subjects, let me just mention, we sincerely rejoiced about what the Lord did in Botswana. A couple which is working for the UNO, and behold, the daughter with 22 years was given up, just 47 kilograms she was weighing, and then a sudden healing by His grace. It's so wonderful that God confirms His word. And as our beloved brother Alfred Borg was reading, for all the promises of God, it's not only Isaiah promises, not only Jeremiah promises, it's of course all the promises of God, promises of God, which has not given somebody, which He has given to us, because that's how it is written here, through us.
Samt euch auf Christus
He that established us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God. Has he established us? Is it not the anointing of the Holy Spirit which teaches us? Are we not standing under the direct influence of God? And then we also understand what is written at the end of verse 20. And it happens unto the glory of God through us, through the church, through you and through me. God willing, together with Brother Tati, on Thursday, we will make a journey through four countries of West Africa, carrying the message. And I say it honestly, everywhere I will say, this is my last time. I'm just under the impression that this message is being carried, especially now, in three Islamic countries. It is being carried. And I have the impression, I cannot hinder it, that I have the impression that I will say everywhere, it could be my last time. And perhaps because that the people are not asking another time to think about it, whether they would like to believe now or whether they won't believe. But that they just take the chance today, if you hear his voice today, whom the tomorrow belongs, we will then know that today is ours. And Brother Tati is really one of the best translators. And we would like that he comes now and that he prays with us. Please come, Brother Tati. Come now and pray with us. We are all standing up. We are loving our brother who sacrifices his time to travel with me.
Our Heavenly Father,
we thank you for this day.
Wir danken dir für diesen Tag.
We are gathered in your name.
Wir sind in deinem Namen versammelt.
For the sake of your name.
Um deines Namens willen.
As our brother said.
Wie unser Bruder sagte.
He's going to travel for your word.
Wir werden um deines Wortes willen reisen.
You told him to go from city to city.
Du hast ihm geboten, von Stadt zu gehen.
To call out the last one.
Damit die Letzten herausgerufen werden.
We are at the end of the end time.
Wir sind am Ende der Endzeit.
The midnight cry is now.
Die Mitternachtsstunde und der Ruf ist jetzt.
Come out to meet the bridegroom.
Kommt heraus, um dem Bräutigam zu begegnen.
Jesus is coming back.
Jesus kommt wieder.
People of God.
Volk Gottes.
Listen to the word of God.
Höret das Wort Gottes.
What the Spirit has to say to the churches.
Das, was der Geist in Gemeinden zu sagen hat.
We worship you with our hearts.
Damit wir Gott mit unseren Herzen anbeten.
We speak
anbeten.
Because we have believed with our hearts.
Und wir sprechen, weil wir von Herzen glauben.
Bless us this morning.
Segne uns an diesem Morgen.
May the light be in our hearts.
Möge das Licht in unseren Herzen sein.
Anoint your vessel.
Und salbe dein Gefäß.
Anoint all those who listen to the word of
und
God.
Und salbe alle, die das Wort hören.
Grant us revelation by the Spirit of God.
Schenk uns Offenbarung durch den Geist Gottes.
Receive all glory.
Und empfange du alle Ehre.
Praise.
Und den Preis.
Honor.
Und den Ruhm.
In all generations.
In allen Generationen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Im Namen Jesu Christi.
Who was?
Der
who
war,
is,
der ist,
who is to come,
und der kommen wird.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Nochmal, oh, ich möchte
schauen. Oh, I want to see him.
Der für mich da. Thank you, brother. God bless you. Ihr mögt euch setzen.
You may be seated.
Es ist einfach über die Maßen gewaltig.
It's just so mighty,
dass wir
beyond
in
measure,
dieser Zeit
that we, in this time of confusion and misleading, can be assembled in the presence of God undisturbed.
Alle Grenzen,
all the borders are open.
Man kann
One can travel from one end of Europe unto the other end. Even Switzerland that doesn't check the passports anymore. One can go in and out. The whole of Europe has a free drive, free entry. So we can come together. The iron curtain does not exist anymore. And God has given grace. You all know that we believe the ministry of Brother Branham as promised and confirmed by God. And we are very grateful to the Lord for it. And today, I would like to read three quotes which speak about the subject of the return of Jesus Christ. The first one is from the 21st of March, 63. His first coming was when he became mortal, when he bled and died for us, shed his blood. His second coming is the rapture. We are meeting him, immortal, changed, in the air. Just say amen. So, when somebody says, the Lord came already, such a man is not right upstairs. And he is not clear in the word. God's word is 100% clear of every subject. Everything was written down clearly. The second quote from the 23rd of January, 1965. We know he came and he brought us three works of grace: justification, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. At the first time, he came to redeem his bride. At the second time, he comes to take his bride home into glory in the rapture. We say amen. Because that's how it is 100% biblical. The third quote of the 17th of February 1965. We believe that the return of the Lord is at hand and that he has a bride which has herself prepared. That he has a bride which prepared herself. You all know, when a bride has the promise of the bridegroom, then comes the time of preparation unto the wedding day. Then we have the quotation, Christ came to redeem us, and he is waiting until his church is fully standing rightly, is standing perfectly before him. Also, this is necessary, that the Lord gives us the grace to be really found in his will. And then, at the second coming of the Lord Jesus, It is about everything. It is about all who love his appearing. And for this we are praying, that when he appears in heaven, all those who belong to the church, all who died in Christ, they will rise first. The others will be changed in a moment. And then, one more quote. He came to redeem his bride. The second time he comes in the rapture to take his bride home. Then he comes again together with his bride for the millennium. This is all biblical. Now I read a word from the prophet Daniel, chapter 9. Daniel, chapter 9. Daniel 9, verse 23. At the beginning of thy supplications, the word of God came forth, and I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. And now comes where we have to put the weight on. Therefore, give heed to the word, that you understand the revelation properly. Give heed to the word and understand the vision properly. Only he who really takes heed to the word sincerely, with an inner agreement, without any reservement, to him it is being given. Please receive it. Give heed to what the word says. Give heed to the word, so that you understand the vision correctly. We all know that our Lord, in all of the Old Testament, he has given the promises which concern the first coming, which concern the second coming, all the circumstances which happened at that time, and everything what is taking place now. And we must really pay attention to the word precisely, so that we understand the revelation, the vision properly. And if we then go to the last chapter of the book of Revelation, there it says in the first chapter, in the first verse, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God has given to John. Today, I noted down the scriptures which are written in the Old and in the New Testament, which speak of the supernatural cloud of glory, which Ezekiel time and again saw, just the concentration of the supernatural light in which the Lord appeared, in particular in the cloud and in the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire. And just imagine, Brother Branham 245 times he referred to it, and he spoke about it, that the same Lord who at the time of Moses appeared in the Old Testament in the supernatural light as the angel of the covenant and leading the people of Israel, the same Lord has revealed himself in our time in the same pillar of fire, in the same pillar of cloud. We looked it up 245 times. Brother Branham, in a very humble way, he refers to it, that the Lord in our time revealed himself in the same way as then. Then I just noted down the scripture, just a couple. Actually, this is my principle, not less than three and not more than seven places to quote them, which belong to the same subject. Just note down the scriptures. Exodus 13, verse 21 and 22. Exodus 13. Let us just read it quickly so that you know that it is really written like this in the Word of God. Exodus 13, verse 21. Here we read the following text. And the Lord went before them by day. The Lord, by day, in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. To what did the same Lord, the same God, the same angel of the covenant, to what did he reveal himself in our time? For what? To walk before us, and as I emphasized it many times, a servant of God has not the task to join the people with himself, but to God, with God. If we are not succeeding to connect the Church of Jesus Christ, to join her directly with our Lord, then we did something in a wrong way. If the people are looking to the preacher, then something is not right. They have to look upon the author and the finisher of faith. The Lord went before them. Not only a light, the Lord was in that light. Not only a pillar of fire, the Lord was in the pillar of fire. Do you know? If one looks at all of the revelations of God in the Old Testament, just wonderful. Just briefly, in Genesis 14, the Lord comes as Melchizedek, as the king of Salem, to celebrate the Lord's Supper with Abraham. He brought wine and bread with him. And if one then goes to Hebrews 7, there we have the explanation. The king of Salem had no beginning. He had no end. At that time, no father, no mother, because the Word did not yet become flesh, and the Lord did not come yet to us. Oh, how wonderful are all these scriptures in all of the Old Testament, and then, of course, in the New Testament. Here, in Exodus, chapter 14, it's written in verse 19, And the angel of God, who went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. Here the Lord is now the angel of God, because there was a message to be brought. Also all these designations, the Lord God, angel of God, angel of the covenant, everything has its place and has its divine order. Then we read in Exodus, in chapter 34, we read about that the Lord was going with his people. Exodus 34, verse 5. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God is merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. One can read on and on. Then we have the places in 1 Kings, in chapter 8, 1 Kings, chapter 8, where it is written about in what kind of way the angel of the Lord was going with the people of Israel in the Old Testament. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 10. And it came to pass, when the priests were come out of the holy place, that the cloud filled the house of the Lord. So that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. We could read all these scriptures. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 12 and 13. Nehemiah 9, verse 26. Nehemiah 9, all these other verses, they speak of the supernatural working of God, as the Lord revealed himself in all of the Old Testament, in the supernatural cloud. In the same way, we have all the places in which the Lord revealed himself in a bodily shape. Abraham, visiting Abraham, sitting down, eating with him, drinking with him. Genesis 18. And the same Lord who was with Abraham, with Moses, is our Lord. There's only one single Lord. And this all have to take note of forever. As son, he was begotten and born. Lord, he was before the begetting of the body. One has to read Luke chapter 2, verse 11. For unto you today Christ is born, which is Christ the Lord in the city of David. But my desire today is to just emphasize that the Lord God has revealed himself in our time, that he really descended in our time to show his people, to give his people a signal. And just remember, you all know, of course, when on the 24th of January 1950, the great discussion was going on in Houston, Texas, in the Colosseum. And the reporters, they were just waiting for it to report in their newspapers, namely against Brother Branham, to report against him. And when then these two photographers, Mr. Ayers, a arch Catholic, and Mr. Kipperman, a Jew, they were making their photos. When Dr. Best, showing the fist before the face of Brother Bosworth on the platform, they were arguing, they were denying, he was denying that the Lord is still the same today, that he heals today and so forth. All these photos, nothing came out of them, of the two films. Of the two films, only one single photograph came out properly, with a pillar of fire above the head of Brother Branham. And after midnight, these gentlemen, they were looking in the hotel for Brother Branham, and they asked him, do you know that a supernatural light appeared above you? And he said, this didn't happen for my sake, this happened for your sakes, so that you know that I told you the truth, and that the Lord is with me, that he confirms his word. What could Moses for it, that he was called? What could all the prophets for it, that God had given them a commission which is connected with the plan of salvation? The same way it was, of course, with Brother Branham. God gave him a commission in the plan of salvation for the church now, before the return of our Lord. Throughout all eternity, I will believe this testimony, as he was told on the 11th of June 1933. When he first heard the voice, look up, and then again he heard, look up, and when he looked up, he saw the supernatural light, just as it appeared above him in the pillar of fire. And the words from it were the following: as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. I believe it out of conviction. Because as the last thing, according to Matthew 24, verse 14, as the last, the everlasting gospel must be preached to all nations for a witness. To some for a witness, and to the others for the calling out. The ones believe and the others don't believe. And whoever believes, to him it will be revealed. I noted down the scriptures. For instance, also in the New Testament, Matthew 17, verse 5. And the supernatural cloud overshadowed on the Mount of Transfiguration our Lord. Moses and Elijah were also there, and the three disciples. And out of this cloud, the voice sounded, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." In the same way, it's confirmed in Mark chapter 9, verse 7. And then, according to Matthew 24, verse 29 and 30, you will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven. Mark 13, verse 24 and 26. The Son of Man will appear, will come in the clouds of heaven. Acts 1, verse 11. And a cloud took him. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4. Verse 17, together we will be raptured in the cloud. We could go to Daniel chapter 7, verse 13 and 14, and again to Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. Behold, he comes with a cloud, and all the eyes will see him, also those who pierced him. Then Revelation 10, verse 1, the angel of the covenant in a cloud, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head. Revelation 11, verse 12, the two witnesses, after their ministry, they will ascend up to heaven in a cloud. Brothers and sisters, I say this out of the reason so that all the newcomers might know that we have not followed cunningly devised fables, but rather that we believe the promises, the word of the hour, together with all the promises for this time, with all the promises which God has given in his word, that we believe them and that we see them in its fulfillment, having part in it. Then we have, last night, we looked at how important it is that we read God's word precisely. Remember, Matthew 17, verse 11, 12, and 13. And he who goes to Mark chapter 9 will find out that our Lord even spoke of the Elijah who came on the scene at the time of Ahab. Everything in a biblical divine order. But this biblical order must be revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. We all know what is written in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12. We stood afar off, but we were made nigh. First, Israel was in the plan of our God. But already in the first promise, in Genesis 12, the God of Abraham has given the promise, in thee all generations of the earth shall be blessed. Isaiah 42, I have made thee a light for the nations, so that you are becoming the salvation unto the ends of the earth. In all of the Old Testament, the New Testament church was already mentioned, that the salvation which first came to Israel will then come to the nations. And then we have it in Romans chapter 11. Only the election has obtained it, whether with Israel or whether with the nations. Only the election believes as the scripture says. And only he who believes as the scripture says, to him the word is being revealed. To him the arm of the Lord is revealed. He will be led by the Holy Spirit into all the truth. One of the most wonderful words is in Romans chapter 11. Let us read it. Romans 11. Here we see the root, and we see the branches. And then we are told in Romans chapter 11 from verse 15, you all know, of course, the Holy Scripture. Romans 11 from verse 14, verse 15, for if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall be the receiving of them be but life from the dead? God did not forget Israel. Inasmuch as the fullness is called out of the nations and has come into the church of Jesus, then the rapture takes place. And then God turns again to the people of Israel by the ministry of the two witnesses. Here in verse 16 and 17, in Romans 11, for if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches. Brothers and sisters, this we may really receive by faith in all humbleness. God looks at us through Calvary. God received us. And Brother Branham, he says it in this way, namely, the justification means as we would never have done it. It is not imputed unto us because it was imputed unto him. The chastisement which should be on us was upon him, and he died on the cross of Calvary, and he cried out, in your and my stead, he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And in the next moment, the spear was thrust in his side, and the blood of the new covenant was shed, and we were redeemed, and the letter of requirements was torn into pieces. Not only scratched out, the letter of requirements was torn into pieces. And if somebody would come to you and would say, listen, there is still guilt in you, whether you want to laugh or not, but please smile a bit, smile, and just say, listen, you are coming too late. My guilt is forgiven long time ago. The letter of requirements is torn in pieces long time ago. Satan is the accuser of the brethren. And whoever accuses the other is under the influence of the accuser of the brethren. Full justification forever by the sacrifice of Calvary. And then comes 2 Corinthians chapter 5. God was in Christ and has reconciled the world with himself. Didn't impute unto us anything. But as Paul continues, to us was given the ministry of reconciliation. And therefore, we cry out in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled with God. Now a word addressed to all who refer to Brother Branham and to the message and who are going astray, may it be addressed here. Not he who believes the message has already received the Holy Spirit. Oh, first, the conversion must take place. There are so many who speak of messenger and message, but who don't know yet the Lord at all, who didn't make a supernatural experience with God, not knowing what conversion means, namely, enter into the narrow gate. Narrow is the gate, and straight the way which leads to eternal life. So everything belongs to it. The full redemption, the justification through the blood which was shed on the cross of Calvary, through the sacrifice, through the blood of the Lamb, which is still speaking for us today, and which was laid upon the mercy seat. And if somebody has done any mistake, he can always come to the Lord, because the mercy seat is still the mercy seat, and the blood is still on the throne of grace. And we may believe with all our hearts. All those who claim that the mercy seat is already judgment seat, do you know what they are doing? They are only judging. They are only judging. On Friday, I heard by a phone call that a new brochure against me was published. And the brother who doesn't come here at all, but whom I know, he says, Brother Frank, so much bad things I didn't read. And you are the main person which is attacked. This just belongs to it. Whom did they attack in the days of our Lord? Who was attacked in the days of the apostles? Who in the course of time was stoned and persecuted and murdered throughout all the time? The carriers of the true word. And now comes just to it that I can bless all. I have no trouble at all. The people are just blinded. They don't know what they are doing. And yesterday, we spoke of the scribes and Pharisees. We read about it. John 10, how they called our Lord, how they accused him, how they insulted him. He's mad, and you were all reading it. And on the cross of Calvary, our Lord cried out, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. Let us thank God for the great privilege which He has given to us to have received revelation by His grace. That we can carry on the divine message. And it is the full gospel of Jesus Christ, our Lord, with all the promises which God has given. And as sure as it is written, I send you the prophet Elijah, he will restore all things. So sure, God watched over His word in our time and fulfilled it, that we are now called and were ordained by God to it, to carry this divine precious message, it's just only grace. I did nothing for it. You did nothing for it. God has given it to us all by His grace. And just think of it. All of us, we were all born at different times in different countries, and now God has called us together. And please pay attention to the following. Luke 24. All who were gathered at that time to listen to the Lord, how He spoke of Himself in the Psalms and the prophets, and how He proved that everything came to fulfillment, without exception. He has given them all the understanding for the Scripture, which He was sharing with them. I say this by faith. I say it really. I'm convinced of it. Assurance of faith I have. All who hear the true Word of God now, at this time, all who hear the Word of God in harmony, in the Old and New Testament, all who hear it, they are getting it revealed by the Lord. And not one needs to teach the other one. They all will be taught by God. In the last chapter of the book of Acts, there are written wonderful words in the last verses. Acts, chapter 28. Here it is written from verse 23. And when they had appointed him a day, there came many to him into his lodging, to whom he expounded and testified the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus, both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets, from morning till evening. Paul didn't preach by learning. He showed the Jews, here the prophets were speaking, here Moses was speaking, and everything what is written in all of the Old Testament in reference to that time and to the Redeemer has come to fulfillment. And then in verse 26, he of course had to address those who didn't want to believe. Acts 28, verse 26, saying, go unto this people and say, hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand. Why not? Because they didn't hearken. One has to hearken. When God's word is being preached, one has to hearken with an inner agreement. And then the Lord opens our understanding. Second part. And seeing, ye shall see and not perceive. For the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eye have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. So,
God
God speaks. And whoever does not hearken, his heart will be hardened. We have to open our hearts. And I tell you what is written in the prophet Ezekiel in chapter 20. There God spoke one rebuke after the other. And the people of the covenant, he called them rebellious. Ezekiel, chapter 20, verse 8. But they rebelled against me and would not hearken unto me. And then,
in
verse 13, but the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness. Remember, the pillar of fire was there. God was leading by day. He was showing the way. And even at night, he was illuminating the way for them. And again, it is written in verse 21, notwithstanding, the children rebelled against me. And then comes the verse which has the greatest meaning. Verse 37
in Ezekiel 20.
And I will cause you to pass under my rod, and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant. Yes, the people which was gathered in the land of promise, there, not only the ministry of the two prophets, the Lord God says, there I will cause you to pass under my rod. I will cause you to pass under my rod. And I will bring you into the bond of the covenant. I will force you. God will do it with Israel. And then he will take away the veil away from their hearts. And they will look upon him whom they have pierced. What is it about? It is about faith. And it is about obedience. Not only about the term message, but about the content of it. What does the message contain for his people in this time? The whole plan of salvation of our God with all the promises. Let us read to it the following scriptures, which became great to me last weekend in Salzburg and also in Zurich. They became so great to me. Firstly, Galatians chapter 1, verse 10. Here Paul speaks of his calling right from the first verse. But in verse 10, he writes to the believers then, today he writes to us, for do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? Brothers and sisters, a man of God does not need the agreement with the people. He needs the agreement with God. Only the agreement of God he needs. And then the second part. Or do I seek to please men? Whom shall I please? Whom? Which denomination shall I please? And then comes the answer, no, no, not to please men. For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ.
Nicht Menschen,
not pleasing men,
zu gefallen, so zu predigen,
preaching the way
jücken,
as they have the itching ears. These others are doing the true word of God, as it was with Elijah. And the widow could say, now I know that the word of God is the truth in thy mouth. So it is today. The word of God is in our mouth the truth. It remains the truth. We didn't speak out one interpretation. We just preached God's true word. Verse 11 and 12. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me, it's not after man, also today not. Also today. It is not after man, but according to the way of God, just as the Lord ordained it. Then verse
12,
for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. And whoever then goes to Acts chapter 9, verse 22 and 26, and hears the testimony of Paul, he was on his way to Damascus, and suddenly he saw the light. And Brother Branham said, it is the same pillar of fire, the same light from which the Lord spoke, which was brighter at midday as the sun. And the answer was, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. Brothers and sisters, it was a divine commission, a divine call, and the proclamation was not after men to please men, but the 100% agreement of God, so that everything is being put in an order just as God wanted it. Then the next word from 1 Thessalonians, chapter 2. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 2. Here we have directly from verse 3. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 from verse 3, for our exhortation was not of deceit, nor of uncleanness, nor in guile. That what is being said here, I really believe it. No sermon in deceit or in uncleanness or in guile. Every sermon with a divine intention to serve the people of God, to show them the way and to acquaint them with God, what God promised for this time. A divine commission is holy and is connected with a divine purpose. And I don't say it for my sake. I say it for the sake of the word. It is the last message, the last correction, the last correction among the people of God. And whoever believes now, as the scripture says, to him every word is being revealed by his grace. In verse 4, but as we were approved of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, who trieth our hearts. Remember the words from the prophet Ezekiel. I will let you pass under my rod. And if you don't want, then I force you to do it. To fulfill the obligations of the covenant, so that no disobedience is left among the people of God. So that all are submitting under and in the will of God. No own will, no own way anymore. Have thy way, O Lord. And now comes the climax in verse 13. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 from verse 13. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because here the man addresses the listeners of that time who heard him, who read his circulars, his letters, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God. Amen. What do you say of it? What do you say of it? The man of God just said in Galatians 1 verse 10, he didn't want to please men, but he wanted to please God. And listen to it once again. He was thanking God for all the brothers, for all the sisters who heard the word of God preached by him, who didn't receive it as the word of Paul, as the man, as the word of man, but who received it as the word of God, because it remained God's word, even though preached anew by the mouth of men. How is it with us? How is it with us? Do we say, oh, this Brother Branham said, or this said Brother Frank, or this said Brother Paul? Or can we say, can we place us here? I say thanks to God without ceasing. I also started. I started to thank the Lord for all of you. For all of you. Whom you heard the word of God, not who didn't receive it as the message of man, as the word of man, but as the word of God, which God promised for this time. You received it. And behold, it was revealed to you. If you would have thought, oh, this Brother Branham said, this is the message of Brother Branham. No, it is the message of God, the message of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Who was walking in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks? Of course, not a prophet and not an apostle, but the Lord. And we are thankful, we are grateful, brothers and sisters, that you have received the word preached by us. You received it as the word of God. And you can believe it with all your heart. And everything what the Word of God says, what was promised in it, this will happen through us as sure as we believe it. Think of the word of introduction for all the promises of God is the yes, the agreement of God, and the amen, the completion. Amen means so be it. Just as God promised it, so it remains. So, not as the word of man we received it. No, as the word of God, which it is really like, it remained God's word by grace. Let us read the last part once again. But as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectively worketh also in you that believe. The word of God is effective. Remember the word in Hebrews chapter 4. The word of God is sharp as a two-edged sword. It pierces, it penetrates, it divides soul and spirit, mark and marrow. Beloved brothers and sisters, bride of the Lamb, I believe, I really ask you the question, in all seriousness, if we who believe God's holy word in this time as the word of God, we receive it with a holy respect, in reverence, if we are not the ones, who shall it then be? Who? Shall it be all the charismatics, all the fellowships there, which goes up to the Roman Church, where all are doing what they wish? Or does the Lord mean His church, which is the pillar and foundation of the truth, which makes up a body out of many members, in which the Lord has set the various ministries? We believe that this is the last message of restoration, of the correction, that everything will be restored into its original state in our lives, in the church, by His grace. And now, a word addressed who perhaps have the thought to let themselves be baptized. I will read the word from the Gospel of Luke time and again. Luke chapter 7, verse 30. Luke 7, verse 30. But the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, being not baptized of Him. So, John the Baptist, a man sent from God, a promised prophet to turn the hearts of the Old Testament fathers, those who believed in the Old Testament, to turn them to the faith of the children of the New Testament, and to prepare a people prepared for the Lord. Luke 1, verse 16 and 17. And all who found grace in the sight of God at that time, they didn't stay in the... John wasn't a respected person. He was girded with a camel skin and eating. Outwardly, he was not looked at, but he had the message. He had the word to prepare a people for the Lord. For what is it about today? Today it is about that we have to pass the Lord, and he forces us by his grace to fulfill everything, even with baptism. I say it openly. Whoever remains in the Trinitarian baptism and whoever does not recognize that the New Testament covenant name is Jesus, and that God revealed himself as Father in heaven and on the earth in his only begotten Son and in the church by the Holy Spirit, but only in this New Testament covenant name is the Lord Jesus Christ. And so in the early church, be it in Acts 2 in Jerusalem, be it in Acts 1 in Samaria, be it in Acts 19 in Ephesus, all the believers were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the same must happen now. There must be made a proper correction. No old leaven is allowed to be taken over. We have read it in Romans. When the first fruit was holy, then the whole lump is holy. And if the root is holy, then the branches are also holy. Our Lord is the root from the tribe of David. Up to Revelation 21 and 22. He is called like this. And then we see the branches. We see Israel as the natural branches which were broken off, and the nations were grafted in. And the same life which comes forth from the root comes up, springs up, and is being manifested in the branches. The same life of God, which was in Christ Jesus, the Son of God, is in all who were born again unto a living hope. We have received the adoption as sons. Please receive it. Please believe it, so that you know that it didn't happen for others. It happened for you and for me. Let us summarize. The Lord counted us worthy to hear his word, to get it revealed, not to please men, but to please him who sent us, who has a plan of salvation. And please, all of you who you are not yet baptized biblically in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, make use of this opportunity today. Make the covenant of a good conscience with God by the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ of the dead. It is still the time of grace. The Lord still calls. It would be nice if today some would dedicate their lives to the Lord, especially among the young people, and of course also with all of us. Are you grateful for the Word of God? It remained God's Word. We didn't put one single thought into it, but God's Word. We left it and preached it as God's word in a truth. And the word does not return void, but it accomplishes for what it was sent for. Now just be honest. How much God's word accomplished already in us? Be honest. How much did God's word already accomplish in us? Blessed and praised be the Lord, the Almighty God, who has given us the last call, the last opportunity in the time of grace. We want to pay attention to this call. We want to come to Him. No resistance, no rebellion, but inner agreement, just as Paul was praying for it, to have the agreement of God on his side. So God needs your agreement to his holy word. On the inside, you have to agree. For the rest, God will take care. Amen. Let us stand up. Let us sing the chorus once again, just as I am. And then we will pray. We are bowing our heads. We remain in silent prayer. And I want that all make use of this opportunity. I think especially on all the young people. Also you, who you already dedicated your lives to the Lord. We want that it happens anew. Under the preaching, you all were addressed. You made your decision to follow the Lord, to walk all the way until we come from believing unto seeing. Firstly, I would like to ask how many are here who would like to be baptized. Please, just raise your hand. Do we have some who would like to be baptized? I don't see anyone. There I see one hand. Can you raise your hand a bit higher? There I see a brother. There I see another one. So there are at least three who would like to be baptized. But do you know what else is on my heart? I would like it best that all the young people, I would like to call them to the front to pray with you, to rededicate your lives to the Lord. There are hours in the presence of God which we should not let bypass, but there where the Lord speaks with us, that we really hearken to His voice. Who would like to fully dedicate his life to the Lord? I think all of us. Of course, sure. Of course, we cannot all come to the front. But we can all rededicate our lives. But the young people, so from the age of 12 onward, them we would like to see here in the front. And we would like to dedicate your lives in a special way to the Lord. You, of course, all the others, you follow the Lord already many years. The first two are here already. Let us sing once again, just as I am. And whoever would like to come to the front, can come to the front. Our brother Elisha came with his 8 children, and I was thinking by myself, come a bit closer here, so the rest can also come. Yes, he came with his 8 children, and 7 are among them, with a thought in their hearts that they would like to have an experience with God. Elisha, a family with 8 children, and his desire was, and it is, that all are making an experience with God, dedicating their lives to the Lord. We are really inviting all of you, all. And it is still written, our Lord said it, and it's still valid today. Whoever comes to me, that's Brother Elisha, yes. The word is still valid today, still today. Today, if you hear his voice, the word is still valid today. Whoever comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. All the words of the Lord are valid, are for you today. Receive it. Dear young people, dear brothers and sisters, I say it honestly, this is the day which the Lord made for you in particular. It was really on my heart that the young people are getting the connection to what God is doing right now. So that you are not only outwardly visiting the services and are belonging outwardly to the church, singing in the choir, playing the music, but that you are having inside, on the inside, the connection to the Lord. And this is now your day. This is the day.
Yes. Mais tous les frères ici parlent allemand, non? Non, non, non. Ja, ja, ja. Wir werden, sagen wir, wir werden jetzt auch gleich beten.
We will pray just now.
Die Schwestern werden uns noch ein Lied
the
singen.
The two sisters will sing a song.
Und dann werden wir beten.
Come and then we will pray.
Ja, mein Gott, ja, mein Gott, ja. Mein Gott.
Bist du bereit zu der Stunde, wenn Gott die Seinen heimholt? Hast du vernommen die Kunde, wie er die Seinen belohnt, wenn er erscheint in den Wolken, in Majestät und in Pracht. Ich kann's nicht sagen in Worten, mein Herz es jubelt und wacht. Herrlich auf goldenen Straßen, herrlich ergreifen die Liebe, die Jesus Christus dir beut. Bist du mit ihm dann im Frieden, wenn Jesus käme noch heut. Er hat die Städte bereitet für die noch wartende Schar, die immer treu für ihn streiten. Es kommt der verheißene Tag. Herrlich auf goldenen Straßen, herrlich im Vaterland. Wundervoll sind seine Werke, herrlich im weißen Gewand. Nichts ist vom Leid mehr geblieben, Spott und Hohn sind dann vorbei. Jesus will allzeit dich lieben, dies meine Losung soll sein. Möchtest du mit in die Heimat, willst Jesus du einmal sehen. Er nur bringt dich in die schöne Stadt, du brauchst nur zu Jesus zu gehen. Herrlich auf goldenen Straßen, herrlich im Vaterland. Wundervoll sind seine Werke, herrlich im weißen Gewand. Herrlich auf goldenen Straßen, herrlich im Vaterland. Wundervoll sind seine Werke, herrlich im weißen Gewand.
Amen.
Amen. Bitte.
Please, all you young people, receive it from the hand of the Lord, just as our brother Elisha has brought all his children with him. Long enough he prayed for them. Today they are dedicated to the Lord. So your mothers and your fathers were praying for you. They time and again brought you before the throne of grace. And this is the day which the Lord made, answering the prayers to receive you, to really give you the experience of salvation by His grace. Do you want to dedicate your lives today to the Lord? Say Amen.
Amen.
Are you ready to live for the Lord, to give testimony for Him, wherever it might be? May God give you wisdom, wisdom in the all-day everyday life, wisdom in the behavior with unbelieving people, at work, everywhere. May God be with you. And this in a particular way, that you know where to speak and when to be silent. And that God's word really remains in your hearts. And that you can say, this was my day. This was the nicest day which God has given to me when Jesus came into my dark life, as a German song goes. Also you receive the Savior? Yes, all. God bless you. I know this is really the day which the Lord made for you. Also for all of us. But God started today with the youth. and he will only stop with the last ones. And now we sing together. This is the day. This is the day. We pray as the whole church and those who make the recordings please make a photograph of this meeting. Let us pray together. Beloved Lord, it's still a time of grace. We can still come to you. You are still forgiving sins, and you don't remember the trespasses anymore. You are remembering your covenant, your blood, which you have shed. And I pray you, give now everyone who have come to you, give them the assurance of faith that you received them, that they became your own possession, that they received the forgiveness of their sins, that they received your grace. We thank you for your presence. We are thanking you for your word. We are thanking you for all the promises. Beloved Lord, receive us all, from the youngest up to the oldest one. Crown us with mercy and with loving kindness. May this day go into the history of the plan of salvation. We are thanking you. We are thanking you with all our hearts. You have redeemed us. You have forgiven us. I thank you that you received all and that they found peace with God in their souls. Be blessed. Be fully redeemed. Full forgiveness was given unto you. The Lord God does not remember the sin anymore. The letter of requirements is torn into pieces. You found grace in the sight of God. Thank Him for it. Praise Him. Glorify His wonderful name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And now Brother Schmidt comes, and we are all praying with him. We are all praying. And we are thanking the Lord. Heavenly Father, we are saying thanks to you. We worship you. That you spoke to us through your word. Through your word, you touched the hearts. Also our children. We are thanking you and we ask you, Lord Jesus, give grace, Lord, that they don't forget your word, that they don't leave this place. Not just as they look into a mirror and forget how they looked like. Lord, you are watching over each one of us. Please bless all, little and great, young and old, Lord. Please abide in our midst and lead all for the glory of your name. Thank you that we can look up to you. And as your servant Paul has said it, so we ask you, give us also the grace, Lord, in every situation, what we are saying, what we are doing, that we are doing it in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, for the glory of your name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I don't know whether we are aware that in our time the same gospel, the same faith, the same baptism, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, that God has restored everything. Did you make a photograph from this? Pardon? Then somebody has to come. Even if the photograph is taken from my... Brothers and sisters, we are just so grateful. Are we all aware? As 2,000 years ago, as the first sermon on the day of Pentecost was preached, as the first baptism was carried out, so we are hearing today the same sermon, the same preaching, the same word, the same baptism. God has brought us back. And you have received the word of God as the word of God. Not as the word of man, but as the word of God. And the Lord revealed his arm in a mighty way. And now we are praying for all the sick. For all the sick. In the early church, Acts 2, 3, 4, and 5. Everything happened. All things took place. Not only conversions and baptisms. Healings happened through the power of the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And now we are praying for all who are sick. Dear Lord, based upon the authority of your word, we are praying for all the sick who are here and in all the world. Confirm your word. Heal. Deliver. Confirm thy promises. You are the same. And all the promises of God have become true through Jesus Christ, our Lord. In him is the yes. In him is the amen. And through us. Save, heal, deliver, and confirm thy mighty word. And I thank you that you have done it. Bless together with us in all peoples, tongues, and nations, beginning with New Zealand, throughout all the continents. Bless also, in particular, our friends in Edmonton, Montreal, all over, beloved Lord, in Finland, all over Europe, in all the world, in Romania, just all over. Have thine own way and bless all brothers who are having part in the proclamation. May all give out the spiritual food in the right way so that your people can live by it. Because man does not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And we have heard the word of God. It is our spiritual life. It has become our spiritual life. Beloved Lord, we are thanking you for the fulfillment of your promise that you have sent a prophet like Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes, before the sun turns into darkness, and before the moon turns into blood, and before the stars will fall from heaven. Beloved Lord, at the end of the time of grace, you have fulfilled your promise, and you descended, you appeared in the same pillar of fire and the same pillar of cloud. And we believe the testimony of your servant and prophet, who said it 245 times, that you descended, that you blessed, that you spoke, that you revealed, that you have healed. Dear Lord, every time when he said, now the light is in this building, now it is on this platform. Now the angel of the Lord is at my right side, a bit on the back from me. Now the light is above this and this person. My God, 245 times. Oh God, how faithful are you? How great art thou? We are thanking you. We are thanking you. You have confirmed your word. You have fulfilled your promise. And we may have part in it. And all who are now hearing your word, they will hear your voice when you will return. I thank you for all my brothers, for all my sisters, that they are part of the bride church, because they're hearing unto the voice of the bridegroom, who is now calling. And who says to us, who speaks to us, the midnight hour is here. The last call goes forth, and we have heard it. Great God, how long shall I remain here? How long shall I pour out my heart here? How long shall I express my gratitude? For how long? I thank you for young and old, for great and little, for all, from all peoples, tongues, and nations. You are calling out. You are revealing yourself. Your Holy Spirit leads into all the truth. We are thanking you that you revealed yourself as the living one, as the risen Lord, that you spoke to us, and that we received your word as the word of God. And we are thanking you that you have opened the understanding also for the young people. I thank you today, all my young brothers, all my young sisters, that you have granted them grace to understand what you have done, to receive it. Your holy blessing may rest upon all in all of the world who are your own possession. To you, the Almighty God, to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to the God of Israel, you are our Father. You have become our Father through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we are sons and daughters of God through the faith in you, the living Lord and Redeemer. May you lift up your countenance over us, and may you give us all your peace and your blessing. And please, precious Lord, may all take greetings and blessing with them into their cities, into their countries, into their assemblies, into their families. and join us all in the divine love. For the bond of love is the bond of the divine perfection. Precious Lord, once again we thank you for this weekend. How many precious scriptures could still be read, could still have been presented. Your word is alive. And we are thanking you for last night. We are thanking you for today. And we are asking you, bless us also on the Africa trip. Be with us, Lord. Be with all brothers who are preaching your word. And be thou with all of us. To you, the Almighty God, we say thanks for everything. In Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.